praise and burdens unto you I roam.
John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so glad you've tuned in. If it's you've tuned in for the first time, welcome. God loves you and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And I'll open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray you grant to your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Amen. And we'll start with Psalm again. We'll start with the Psalms. We look in the Psalms. We see what God's thoughts are towards you, what the Bible says, what God's nature is like. We see in Psalm 66, verse 20, "Blessed be God who didn't turn away when I was praying, and didn't refuse me his kindness and love." Mark 6:34 says, "And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them because they were like sheep, not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things." Praise God. Bless God. He does not turn away when your prayer to him. And he does not refuse his kindness and love. Jesus has compassion on you and wants to teach you many things. We see that almost two-thirds of Jesus' ministry involved healing the sick and delivering people from demons. Peter calls Jesus the great and gentle, harmless dove who is full of love and compassion towards you. Amen. Only a salvation message today. The reason you may not accept a salvation, some people do, excuses for not receiving this gospel message. I am my own boss. I do what I think is best for me. Well, the answer to that is wise men and women receive counsel. The easiest thing in the world to get is a wrong answer. Proverbs 14:12 says, "There is a way that seems right to man, but in the end it leads to death. And in Titus 3:3 it says, at one time we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. Our lives were full of resentment and envy. We hated others and they hated us. See, the Bible says that your own way may seem self-righteous, but in the end it leads to death or self-deception. There are two ways. The straight way is the best way. Matthew 7:13, Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many enter it. See, friends, enter through the gate that Jesus Christ is offering today, his sacrifice on the cross for you. In John 9:39, it says that, then Jesus told him, I have come into the world to give sight to those who are spiritually blind and to show those who they think they see that they are blind. In Matthew 20:28, Jesus said, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. See, friends, why did Jesus give his life a ransom for many? Why did he go to the cross to be crucified? It was to break the power of the curse of sin and sickness in your life. John 3:16 says it, for God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, that whoever who believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Goes on to say in Romans 3 and verse 6 that, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, and the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Titus 2:11, for the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone. And our response? Receive Christ, and all your sins will be forgiven. Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and dine with him and he with me. See, Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 13 says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friend, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? What to pray? Just follow me in this prayer. Just say, dear Lord Jesus, just follow us along. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you died for me, died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust you and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, friends, God's assurance is his word. If you prayed this prayer, the Bible says, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Receiving Christ, we are born into God's family. This is called the new birth through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit who dwells every believer, indwells every believer. This is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To deepen this relationship, try and read your Bible every day. Talk to God and pray every day. Tell others about Christ, worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians where Christ is preached. Get into a good Bible-based church. As Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate this new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen. Well, I'll be crying for the sick and hurting. This is part of the message now. Hurting. Expect to be healed by the power of the Holy Spirit today. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He is the demonstrator of God's word. We are to give thanks to Jesus Christ for our healing. Amen. Sick bodies will be healed. Acts 10:38. how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We see in Isaiah 10:27, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil. See, a bondage of and sickness or possession will be destroyed, will be crushed or wiped out. It says this, and the sickness or possession. It says in Matthew 11:5, Jesus said, go and tell John the things which you hear and see. The blind receive their sight and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Amen. In Matthew 12:28, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When it says a demon is casting out sicknesses, Jesus is saying that I am cast out demons and healing the sick. That's what he's saying. I'll repeat that. Jesus is saying, if I'm casting out demons and healing the sick by the Spirit of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. And all sickness and disease comes from demons. Jesus brought the kingdom of heaven to earth. Jesus commissioned or gave authority and empowered to his disciples to preach the good news of the kingdom. He also commissioned and gave authority and empowered believers to heal the sick and cast out demons every time the gospel is preached. We see this in Matthew 10:7-8. And as you go preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand or has arrived. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you receive, freely give. See, healing is for everyone, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates. We are to heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out demons. Acts 5:12-16. And they did many remarkable miracles among the people. And crowds came from the Jerusalem suburbs, bringing their sick folk and those possessed by demons, and every one of them was healed. We see that in the book of Acts in the Bible, that Jesus' disciples, crowds came to them bringing their sick people and those possessed by demons, and every one of them was healed. And then Jesus gave us the great commission in Mark 16:15-19. It says it. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone everywhere. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has called me to bring healing to the brokenhearted and to preach freedom to the captives. He has appointed me to release the oppressed, open blind eyes, and announce that God is ready to give blessings to all who come to him. To all who come to him, amen. In Samuel it says that the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power and you'll be changed into another man. Acts 1:8. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. And the disciples went everywhere preaching, and the Lord was with them, and confirming what they said by the miracles that followed their messages. That's in Mark 16:20. Holy Spirit, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. I will begin to pray for the sick, hurting, and the infirmed. I lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of your body or the person. Now I will begin to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to the brokenhearted and to the broken emotions from distress and bondages and oppressed. I bind and break your power, and I command you to release them and set them free. The healing power of the Holy Spirit will make you whole. To those with cancers and cysts, growths at the very roots, I curse you in Jesus Christ's name, commanding you to shrivel and die. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power. Be healed and made whole. Lord, I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle now into every single cell and tissue that's been destroyed or malfunctioning. Be healed and recreated in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Well, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your healing your people. I praise and give you all the glory and honor for you. Thank you. Thank you, friend. We are to start and thank Jesus regularly, to bring you the complete healing. Friends, to keep your healing, it said, we must maintain a good confession. Don't listen to doubt. Don't be fearful. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Amen. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Faith comes by hearing and reading the Bible and walk in love. Confess your sins to the Lord. No superstition. No witch doctors. The devil heals no one. Repent if you've gone to worship. Repent of that. Make sure you are living in right relationship with both God and with each other. Jesus said we must live in peace with each other. Don't hold any bitterness, no fighting, arguing. Walk in love. God will bless you for it. Amen. We would love to hear from you if you've made a commitment to Christ or received a miracle healing. We would rejoice with you. In Psalm 118 verse 7, he says, declare the works of the Lord, which means to testify about our healing as well as sharing the gospel. So when you give a testimony, you're actually sharing the gospel as well. After Jesus had a very sick and troubled man, he told him, go and tell what great things the Lord has done for you. My prayer for you, my closing prayer is, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
Come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling, come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. Hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the Master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes, turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine.
teariki Whakarongo mai, whakarongo mai ra kia mātou E teariki, titiro mai, titiro mai ra kia mātou Tēne mātou tamariki E whakapono ana mātou ki a koe Aue, aue Te matua te tamaiti, wairua tapue Tua te tamaiti, wairua tapue Oh my God, listen to the cry Listen to the cry of your children Oh my God, look down upon us with your love Here we are all together and we worship and we say that we love you. Our Redeemer, the Father and the Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. The Son and the comfort of the Holy Ghost. E te ariki, whakarongo mai, whakarongo mai rā kia mātou. E te ariki, titiro mai, titiro mai rā kia mātou. Tamariki e whakapono ana mātou ki a koe Aue, aue Te matua te tamaiti, wairua tapue
Jiro to i te pō
ariki Pakarongo mai, pakarongo mai ra kia matou E te ariki, titiro mai, titiro mai ra kia matou Tene matou, tamariki, e whakapono Mato ki a koe Aue Aue Te matua te tamaiti Wairua tapue Te matua te tamaiti Wairua tapue God, listen to the cry, listen to the cry of your children. Oh my God, look down upon us with your love. Here we are.